This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert, Republican representing the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member, among other committees, of the Small Business Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in the health care debate as well as the jobs debate and how that will affect the small business community and the constituents in his district. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Always good to talk to you, Greg.
Let's start with the health care front. The White House releasing at least its principles, if not a detailed plan for health reform. A lot of members of your party saying this is basically the Senate bill with a little bit of window dressing on it and they can't get behind it. What's your initial reaction?
Well, Greg, my initial reaction is we got the 11-page president's proposal, and it's entitled The President's Proposal, February 22nd, 2010. And then accompanying that is a 19-page summary of the 11-page president's proposal. So you tell me, what do you think when you have 11-page summarized proposal and a 19-page summary of the summaries of the proposal? I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, they have been saying they wanted to meet and have this big conference to talk about and negotiate on C-SPAN on Thursday. And so in the meantime, we find out at the end of last week, the AARP rep and the union reps were saying, oh, we've been meeting in secret, privately, behind closed doors, negotiating this bill. We finally get the bill. And now we're going to introduce it and propose it, show it to the world on Monday, and then on Thursday we're going to put the discussions on C-SPAN. That's not negotiating a bill publicly. That's putting window dressing after you've already negotiated it in private. What the public wanted to see was all those secret negotiations last week, not the window dressing on Thursday. You also know we've heard from Pelosi's chief negotiator that they're going to do this through reconciliation regardless of what Republicans do. So why is there even a meeting on Thursday? It makes no sense.
Congressman, you mentioned that the public wants to see an open debate here, not just a closed-door meeting and then a performance basically on Thursday. That suggests that the public's following the twists and turns here pretty closely. What's your sense on how carefully they're following the rhetoric as well as the different proposals here?
Well, I think the White House is following, but what we've heard and heard the president and Pelosi and Harry Reid say is we are going to stuff this dog food down people's throats. We think maybe it's the bowl. And that's what Charles Krauthammer had said. You know, they think it's the bowl, and the American people are saying, no, we don't want that dog food. It's not the bowl. It's not the presentation. So, and then for Republicans to think that we can go in to a staged meeting with the president and outperform him, he's president because he outperforms. We didn't need a performance. We didn't need a choreographed event on Thursday. What we needed was sincere, honest-to-goodness work toward reform. And so what they've done is say, we've got the bill all negotiated. Here it is, and you can take it, or we're going to stuff it down your throat. That's not negotiations. It is a choreographed event for Thursday, and we cannot outperform him when it comes to a show.
Congressman, you mentioned that reconciliation may well be the favored tactic of the Democrats here, and there's been some on the Democratic side saying, hey, as long as you're going to use reconciliation, why don't you just go for the whole truckload and put in the public option, whether the White House is willing to back that or not. What have you heard on that front?
Well, that is one of the discussions they're having, we hear, but they're having it behind closed doors. It's not on C-SPAN. It's not open to the public's view. And so, you know, it's hard to know what's going on behind closed doors, but that sure is what we're hearing as well. Wouldn't it be nice if that were on C-SPAN?
Sir, as I mentioned before, you're a member of the Small Business Committee, and we've talked about this before, but remind our listeners, for the small business community, what would this health care plan mean?
It means higher taxes. You know, the summary here indicates new taxes. I like the one I read in here that they're going to do away with the the medical device tax, which some of us call the wheelchair tax. But so any medical implement you buy is going to be taxed. Well, in the new proposal that came out yesterday, it says they're going to just change that to a plain tax, an excise tax. There's more taxes in here than you can shake a stick at. It is going to be bad for business. And what I hear from small business owners is we can't get the credit we need because the government keeps sucking up all the capital with all of these grandiose ideas. If we could just get the credit to move forward and know that they're not going to pass the crap and trade bill, they're not going to pass this crammed down health care bill that's going to cost employers more, then they would be able to move forward, start creating jobs. But as long as the government is sucking all the money out of the potential capital market, then it makes it hard for anybody in small business to compete with them.
As long as we're talking about the small businesses, sir, we know that the Senate is basically on the verge of approving its $15 billion jobs plan. They got a few Republicans to move past the effort to filibuster, and obviously it's a very different plan than what the House was looking at several weeks ago. What do you expect to happen on that front?
Well, it's hard to know because when you have over $1 trillion to $2 trillion with which to bribe, of course, bribe is such an ugly word, encourage senators or members of Congress to vote for something, then it's amazing that anybody's held out this long and not going for what they want. Now, Greg, you called it the jobs bill, which is what they've titled it. But one thing I've noticed in my short 5 years up here is that some of my Democratic friends do a whole lot better job of disguising bills by the names they put on them than we've been able to. But a jobs bill, what I'm hearing from small business owners is, you know, what they're saying, oh yeah, we're going to give you tax credits, if you hire people, this kind of thing. That's not going to help people to say a year from now, we're going to give you a tax advantage if you hire somebody now, when at the same time the government's sucking up all the capital so you can't get loans or lines of credits to move forward with your business. So I don't know. There's so much money through TARP, through the Borculus bill, through the land omnibus bill, all these things. They may be able to sweeten the pot for those people enough to get people to vote for it.
Congressman, two very critical issues. We'll keep watching, and we look forward to our next conversation with you, sir. Thanks for your time
today. Always appreciate your questions and your insight, Greg. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Small Business Committee, among two others. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.